Hello everyone! My name is Romina and you're listening to episode number 15 of My Little Globe. Last week's episode went through the roof. Apparently, people were very entertained by the funny stories of my life. So if you haven't checked it out yet, go ahead and do so if you are in need of some fun. Most people made it to the end because this is something I can see on the application I use for doing this podcast. I can see how many people make it all the way through my episodes. And I am very happy to see that people like when I just talk randomly about my own life. That tells me that I don't always have to put some super important messages into my episodes, which is, of course, good to know. However, today we're going to talk about relationships and everything that comes after them. So how we feel, how we deal with breakups, and how we deal with our exes. So here we go. In my life so far, I have had three relationships, one of which turned out to be an affair after all, but I will still consider it a relationship for now, just to keep things more simple. So I experienced three very different relationships. The first one I had when I was 16, it was a perfect one. We never fought. We never even discussed about stuff, so it was just great. And still, I wasn't in love anymore at some point, and I couldn't even tell why things had changed, so why my feelings had changed. Of course, this made me feel horrible. I knew I was breaking that guy's heart the day I had to break up with him. But still, I had to do it because it just would have been unfair to continue this relationship, even though I didn't love him anymore. Now, one of the biggest struggles I had before breaking up, and this is maybe a bit embarrassing to say, but I think it will be the same with many other people. I really struggled making that decision of breaking up, not because of that guy in the first place, but because of all of the things around the relationship, his friends and his family, because everyone had taken me in very, very warmly and nicely. And I didn't want to lose this because he had that perfect kind of family. And my parents were already divorced, so he had something that I didn't have back home. And I really enjoyed that. So I didn't want to give that up, but I knew I would have to. If I broke up. So anyhow, of course, this is not a valid reason to stay with someone, at least not in my eyes. So in the end, I decided to break up. And I still remember that evening because we went to a bar and I told him that I didn't have the same feelings anymore and that it wasn't his fault. So it was really an awful situation because I really had to do this classic thing of telling someone that it wasn't his fault, but that I would like it if we would still, you know, if we stayed friends. So I did that, and then I went home, and I had just arrived when I received a message from him thanking me in a million ways for the time we spent together and for all the nice memories we made. And that really broke my heart because until then I managed not to cry for the whole evening. I told myself to be strong because of course it was still hard. I know I was the one breaking up, but I still cared about him. I think at least in my life, when I break up with someone or I stop loving someone, it's not that I don't care anymore about them. I still keep caring. And this is why that evening was so hard for me, even though I was the one to break up. And then he wasn't even angry. He had every reason to be angry because when he asked me about the reasons why I broke up, I didn't have really good answers to all of his questions because I didn't know the reasons why I stopped loving him. So he had every reason to be angry and upset, and instead he would choose to thank me and to end this in such a positive and great way. So even that breakup of that perfect relationship was kind of perfect because we kept in touch afterwards and we stayed friends for a while, actually. Of course, after having a period of talking a bit less because I wanted to give him the space to get over me somehow. And just this summer, actually, we ran into each other. Well, actually, we swam into each other because I met him at a lake. And it was just so great to see him because I only have good memories of him and with him. And I think that's just such a precious thing to manage to still have a positive feeling about someone who is your ex-partner, even though you're going separate ways. And I think because of this first experience of breaking up, this is a style that I truly want to keep and that is always there. When I go separate ways with someone, I always want to, you know, to end things in a positive way and to be still able to talk to each other in a normal way and in a nice way and maybe to check on each other every now and then. Because as I said, I don't stop caring just because I'm not together with someone anymore. I know not everyone feels the same way about this matter as I do. My dad, for example, he would never ever consider to keep in touch with someone he was in a relationship with. So to him, breaking up means that you cut any contact with that person and you throw them basically out of your life completely. And this is just a different attitude towards the whole relationship and breaking up thing. It's something that I can't do because I care so much about the people that I have been with also after the breakup. And I haven't always been the person to break up. So in my second relationship, I have been the one to be broken up with. And that was the worst. I thought I would spend the rest of my life with this guy. I already had in mind marrying him and having kids with him. However, things turned out differently. We still loved each other, but because of outer circumstances, we couldn't stay together. So, however, the thing that I did to get over this first shock was that I went to a spa for 3 days all by myself because I had to go someplace that didn't remind me of him. And I had to be by myself and allow myself to cry and to be in a bad mood. And this is just nothing that I want to do when I am around other people. And I really had to get back to myself. And, you know, it's difficult when all of a sudden all the plans you had for your future end up in a mess and you have to rebuild all your future visions. Let's put it that way. So this is what I did. I went to that spa and I really spent 3 days on my own. And I can only recommend this. So if any one of you has had a breakup recently, go and spend some time on your own. Allow yourself to feel the feelings you feel, no matter if it's sadness, anger, whatever. You know, you go through all these different stages and opinions from people around you might not always be helpful. So in the first place, what I do is always that I deal with myself and that I am on my own to, you know, to understand my own feelings and what I think and why I think the way I do. So yeah, my ex-boyfriend, on the other hand, so the guy who broke up with me, dealt with the whole breakup in a completely different manner. First, he didn't tell anyone about the breakup, not his friends, not his family, nobody. Then he went on a weekend with his friends to Amsterdam, where they partied a lot. And even back home, he tended to spend a lot of time with his friends and going out at night and stuff like that. Now, he didn't tell anyone about the breakup for 3 entire weeks. We talked a few months later, and I asked him, so what did you say? Like, people will probably have asked about me because it was an official relationship and everyone knew me. And he said, of course they asked about you. And I said that you were fine and that you were studying. Now, this, of course, is true. But for me, it was just so weird that someone would not talk about this breakup if people already asked about the partner. And it's just a very, very different way to, get over somebody, I think. It's just a different way of approaching that problem, if we want to call it that way. And for me, it was very hard to see that he was having a great time all the time. Because, of course, back then, I didn't understand that this was his way of pushing away the negative thoughts and maybe the sadness or whatever feelings he had. It was just he wanted to overlay them with something positive, which I understand now. But back then, I felt like he didn't care at all. Like he was just over it in a second, which was, of course, not the case. So in the end, there's a million ways how to deal with breakups and how to get over somebody. And in my case, I know that if I push this away, I won't get over that other person. So I really have to deal with it until I'm over it. And I can't just pretend it's not there and distract myself from it, because then it will eventually come back to me at some point. So I try to get actively over people, if you can say that. So after a breakup, there's always this question whether you want to stay in contact or not. Each and every one of us has a different answer to this. But my answer will always be that I want to keep in touch in some way. Of course, first there will be a period where I'm not in touch with that guy I was with, just in order for both of us to get over the breakup and the relationship and for our hearts to recover. Because as long as you are not over somebody, keeping in touch will make the whole process so much slower. It will be much harder to get over that person if you keep, you know, texting them or maybe seeing them or stuff like that. So in my eyes, there has to be a certain break after the breakup. Just, you know, it might be a month or two. It doesn't necessarily have to be a long break, but just some time for each of you to find their separate ways again. But after that, I will certainly ask how my ex-partner is every once in a while, because it's really something I care about and I want to be there. And I think the big positive point of being friends with an ex-partner of yours is that they know you in a way that few other people do. Because in a relationship, you get to know each other in a very intimate and unique way. And in my eyes, it would be a pity if all of that was lost, because there is someone who knows you in almost every situation. They know you when you are sad. They know you when you're happy, when you're angry, when you're out of your mind. So in all of those different situations, they know your fears, they know your problems, things that you wouldn't share with anyone and that you maybe don't even share with your friends or just very few of them. So I think if you break up with someone and then you lose contact completely, you kind of lose the chance of having someone in your life who truly knows you. And I think that would just be very sad. So this is why I try to keep in touch and to be there for my ex-partner too. And I always tell them, of course, that I'm here if they need somebody to talk to, or you know, if there's some emergency, something, whatever it might be. But I think just because I'm not the partner anymore, this doesn't mean that I necessarily have to stop being there for them. Of course, some of you will say that someone who is still in contact with their ex is a problematic case for future relationships because no new girlfriend wants her boyfriend to be in touch with his ex-girlfriend. Well, in my eyes, there will be a reason why they broke up, and most probably this reason didn't just disappear over the time. So I think this is why we shouldn't feel threatened if our partner still talks to his or her ex. Because I also think that it's just normal that every one of us has a history, and this history makes us who we are. So the previous relationships have an influence on how your partner behaves in your actual relationship. So maybe knowing about that past relationship or knowing that other partner, that ex-partner, will make you understand your partner even better. And I think we could see those things from this perspective, that we can get something out of it if we have still an access to parts of the history of our partner that we wouldn't have if he just, you know, broke up with that person and deleted everything and wouldn't talk about it anymore. So I believe that it's good to know who your partner has been together with. Of course, it depends on the individual situation, whether it's good to stay in contact or not. I believe that it's our responsibility to look after ourselves in those situations, but also to look after our ex-partners. Because we normally tend to expect from ourselves to fall out of love immediately, and that is too much to ask for. It's just nothing we can do. I know we wish we could, because it just hurts so much and we want our hearts to heal immediately, but it's just not possible. And I think sometimes it can happen that we don't see how staying in contact with that person makes us hurt even more, and that we're still not over the breakup. Because as we all know, when we're in love, we're kind of blind for certain things. So we might not want to cut the contact completely because we can't imagine living without them, but maybe it's something we have to do for a certain time at the beginning. This doesn't mean that you can't get back in touch with each other. I just think that, first of all, the whole breakup should be healthy, and then afterwards, you can look for a healthy other kind of relationship with your ex-partner. And I think the tricky part here is that you don't only have to question if it's healthy for yourself to be in touch, but also if it's healthy for that other person, the person you're not together with anymore. Because it happens that we think we're over somebody, but we're not. But we can't see that, even though people from outside will definitely see. So as an ex-partner, I think we should also try and figure out whether the other person is already over us and whether it's healthy for them to be in touch with us. Because to me, it happened, for example, that I was friends with one of my ex-partners, and he was one of the most important people in my life, even after that relationship. And I thought we had a healthy friendship, actually. And then after 2.5 years, we met, and I found out that he was still in love with me. And that was a point when I was like, oh gosh, I had totally misunderstood the situation. And that was when I told him, look, we have to stop that. We have to cut off the contact until you are ready to be friends without any romantic feelings, just, you know, to protect him and his feelings. Because it's horrible if you keep loving someone that you can't be together with for years and years. So to sum it all up, I like to think of breakups as a conversion and not as an ending. So I like to think of them as changes of a romantic relationship into a different kind of relationship. In the best case, into a great and very precious friendship. So I will end this episode with this conclusion. I hope you enjoyed these 20 minutes with me, and I hope to have you again next week. Please subscribe to this podcast, stay safe, and have a great week. Goodbye.